a minute, a little long minute, but a minute.
Not longer than a minute.
Not longer than a long minute, as they say. That I've had the zechus, obviously, to know Rav Moshe Dan, I think over 10 years it is. It must be. It says about my age, but my beard says about my age. It says a lot about his age also, even though his beard doesn't talk about his age. But and I think we all know that he's an accomplished Talmud Chacham and a Baal Avodah in many different areas. But I'd like to explain something that he said, and maybe you really don't grasp it. He talked to Moshe Dan many times, and he says, yeah, I don't know if I know the sugya. I don't know. I finished Seder Nashim. I don't know if I really know it well. I spent hours on Yevamis. I don't know if I really know it well. Maybe my next Siyum will be the real Siyum, or the Siyum after that will be the real Siyum. It's just, we have to understand, when after we, and all of us, work on a sugya, and we finally understand it, that's where his not understanding begins. After our understanding, because when you go and say, but isn't this pshat? He'll tell you 5 reasons why this is not the pshat. And the 6 reasons why the other thing's not the pshat. And maybe 4 reasons why that can't be the pshat. And slug up or have a question on everyone's pshat. And he says, so we all understood it. And he says, and therefore I don't understand it. But it's not understanding. After a lot of yigiga, after a lot of understanding. But one thing we know, in his, even the way he admits to it, he understands very well what you can't say. And what's not the pshat, he surely knows. What is the real pshat and the bikush ha'emes, alvai people of the world should know. And I think that is the definition of a comment that was made to me, I think it was 4 years ago, and I think Rabbi Daniel Kalish can attest to this, when Moshe Dan was thinking of coming to Waterbury. It was Waterbury, or maybe he was going back to hometown, and when he made the decision to be the pioneer of the Yeshiva Gadol of Waterbury, so the Shmua in Farakri was that Farakri lost the potential Chazanish. And I was, wow, the potential Chazanish. What was the Chazanish? The Chazanish, if you read his Svarim, learn his Svarim, they're very difficult Svarim. Is what you see is pshat through Yegiyah. And real Yegiyah Satera. And he goes through the Rishonim, and that can't be the pshat. And this can't be the pshat. And that can't be the pshat. And then you'll see that the Efsha Lima, this is the pshat through Yegiyah. The Ulai, the Efshar, Shnei Tzadim, Tzarechiyim, that's the Chazanish. I see it daily, and I think we all experience it daily. And we're talking to Rav Moshe Dan and learning, and seeing his Yigiyah Satera, his Yiras Shamayim, and his real understanding of learning. And Mirtz Hashem, we should have everybody in the yeshiva reaching those levels of Yegiyah. Alavai, all of us should not understand the Gemara like Rav Moshe Dan doesn't understand the Gemara. And we'll be all Talmidei Chachamim. And in Yirtz Hashem, everyone, there's not a person in this complex, we're talking about the whole Waterbury, that really cannot finish and work on finishing Masechta after Masechta, Seder after Seder, to become that Baki in Shas. If the biggest bracha to Rav Moshe Dan would be that Kishem Shem Siyamta Meseches Seder Noshim came Tizku Kol HaOlam over here, LaHaskel LaSayim Seder Noshim and many other Siddurim. Mazel Tov.